podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach as we close out chapter 39 today with verses 32 and 33. That is why from the first I took my stand and wrote down as my theme, the works of God are all of them good. He supplies for every need in its own time. The prophet of old Ben Sira, also known as Sirach, was a wise and learned man who joyfully proclaimed the greatness of God and his works. In his writings, he expressed his deep reverence and awe for the Creator, declaring that all of God's works are good and perfect. With a heart full of gratitude and praise, the prophet of old Ben Sira marveled at the ways in which God provided for every need in his own time. He saw the hand of God in every aspect of creation, from the vast expanse of the heavens to the tiniest creatures that dwell on earth. For him, there was no doubt that God's wisdom and power were evident in every detail of the world around him. In his poetic and profound reflections, the prophet of old Ben Sira encouraged others to trust in God's provision and to seek his guidance in all things. He believed that God's love and care were boundless, and that those who put their faith in him would never be disappointed. Ben Sira's favorite theme was a reminder of the goodness and faithfulness of God. He saw God as a loving and compassionate father who always looked out for his children, providing for their every need and guiding them along the path of righteousness. Ben Sira proclaimed the works of God with joy and exuberance. He inspired others to look for the hand of the Creator in their own lives. His words were a source of comfort and hope, reminding people that God's love was constant and unchanging. In a world filled with uncertainty and turmoil, the prophet of old Ben Sira's message of God's goodness and provision was a beacon of light and hope. His words continue to resonate with us believers today, reminding us to trust in God's timing and to always seek His will in all things. One could argue that Ben Sira was speaking about the one and only Savior of the world before He became the way, the truth, and the life, for in every statement you can hear the cry of salvation being shared with all. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, especially more so my wife today. She hasn't been feeling well these last 24 hours. We're praying for her healing. We pray for our children, our two oldest, especially Alexandra and Alan. Lord, I wish you would wake them up. I'm so tired of feeling like they've just forgotten me, and I don't think that that's correct. Lord, please guide that situation. Our son-in-law, Mark Stern, wake him up too, Lord. We pray for our children, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers go out for our priest, niece Brittany. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior's precious blood, Jesus Christ is His name. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 39. We close out chapter 39 today with verses 32 and 33. We've got a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Works of God Are Good. Oh, how I rejoice in the works of God. In His goodness and mercy I am awed. For all His creations are perfect and true. In His time He provides for me without flaw. The birds of the air, the flowers in bloom, all testify to His power and His graceful room. For He cares for them all, from the least to the great. In His hands they are safe and always relate. The sun in the sky, the moon at night, shine brightly with his love and his absolute might, for he guides us all with a steady hand. In his wisdom we can always and forever stand. Let us sing praises to our God above, for his works are all good, filled with love. In his time he supplies for every need. In his grace we will always succeed. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's May 2nd, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on to our New Jersey Emmaus, and that's Dr. Jerry. Dr. Jerry is such a great guy. He's really enjoyable to talk to. Have such a good conversation with him about old cars. He loves old vehicles. He's got an old Corvette. And his title was No Suit Needed for Service. No suit to start. Service talk is work at hand. God moniker to start. Serve to love. God grand. And service is love. No money involved. Agape love from above. Grace that allows all to be resolved. Where do you look for service to do? Roll up your sleeves and be ready. All service is a worthwhile time. What you do for God makes you steady. Sometimes painful embodiment wasn't true. Service isn't fake, but gainful. Love shared and received for you. Mom wore the pants to react. Older parents guided me in pride. Dad was a balancing act, in fact. Taught me who I am to confide. Pride was tough to overcome. Losing what I gained is proof. The Lord to shun. False sense of pride of my youth. I love you guys. Not showing what I need. God allowed my disguise. I overcame my own prideful greed. House fire changed my persona. No house and I wasn't okay. Angry with God, my Hosanna, he protected my family to pray. Community offered us meals. They made me encouraged to do, to appreciate the good things the fire revealed, acts of kindness as love of proof. Once a jerk of annoyance, now a divine jerk to prove. I'm serving as God's enjoyance. God's grace overcame my pride of youth. True service begins at home base. Just enjoy who you are as love. Better person from divine Kool-Aid, serving humanity for God above. Prayer group needed. The divine within you will click. Put yourself out over greed. Service of love you can't resist. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. That's written April 21st, 2024, in the New Jersey Emmaus. Thanks for joining me this morning as I call out to our Lord each and every day and just be thankful for his good works that I just rely on each and every moment of every day. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. I hope you feel better this day. Lord, we can absolutely overcome this cough she's been having some problems with, and we ask for your guidance in her healing. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. And everyone, love of God, we call out in his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 903, God bless you.